choices you make with your lifestyle, your money, every single day, influence your future. It is time to fight to make it better. This podcast is dedicated to you, sharing ideas that you can use to take ownership of your financial future. Most Americans have little or no net worth. By being purposeful with what we earn, I know we can change that, and we must change that. I want you to learn this game, better educated about your money, so you can live a better life. Welcome to Money is Personal, Briggs Financial Podcast. Let's go! Salutations, greetings, and hello! My name is Stephen Briggs. I am the owner of Briggs Financial. Welcome to Money is Personal, episode number 68, Three Cardinal Rules You Must Know About Your Investments. Investing can be intimidating. That's why many people work with financial planners. There's a lot of information out there. It can be confusing. It can just be just out of the total realm of nature and expertise and behavior of a client. So they go to someone that they hope that they can trust to help them make better decisions than they would make themselves when it comes to their investments. The inherent problem in this, the financial industry is one of very few industries that still exist where an advisor can hold a significant advantage in terms of information available compared to someone who is shopping or looking at some different options. Like, for example, if you go in and want to see the quality of buying a new sofa or a new chair, you can go on Google. You can shop brands. You can shop different places. You can see reviews. You can see people talking on Reddit or in forums or whatever. And you're gonna go into that store with an idea on pricing, with an idea on quality. You're gonna know as much as the salesperson across from you. And that is now mostly true with most purchases we make, period. Thanks to things like Amazon and whatnot, where you can you walk in just kind of knowing this is the experience I'm going to expect, this is the pricing I should expect, and so forth. Investing is really difficult, and finances are very difficult this way, because there's a lot of information out there, and there's a lot of misinformation out there, and there's outdated information out there, and then there's just plain untrue information out there. And the volume of useful to not useful is probably a 10-90 split. It's pretty prevalent that anytime I go, even myself, when I go and look up a topic, it is amazing how much misinformation I find, and I go, I know that's not right. And so if I'm encountering that as a planner, as a professional in this industry, I can only imagine, you know, as someone without background knowledge and expertise in this, it can be quite overwhelming. So that all said, laying that all out, the issue of all this is that the only person that can act as a true checks and balances to your advisor is you, the client. I would love to say that the regulatory bodies can help this, but they're usually, unfortunately, the timing on if something is going wrong, they're very late to the party. They're not going to be able to help you in that particular moment, that particular decision. They review us over a period of time, but that doesn't help you in the heat of the moment try to make the best decision for you or to take care of you in the longer term. So with that, I want to bring up three things that I feel like you must know about investing your investments so that you can defend yourself and make sure that you're seeing the best decisions made for you being made. So number one, know your client. You go, well, know your client. What do you mean by that? Know your client is a regulatory rule from FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, that before ever beginning business, before you ever open an account, before you open a mouth regarding making any sort of recommendation, a financial advisor must know you. And what do we mean by knowing you? Oh, they're my best friend. We went to the bar. No. They need to be asking questions about what you earn, what your net worth is. Are there any, you know, maybe significant debts out there? What's, you know, talking to you about risk, talking about what your goals are for your investments. Really making sure that they know you, that they know your temperament, and that they know that what they're recommending actually fits your situation and who you are. The standard that is called reasonable diligence. And the thing is, it's not just when you start the relationship. It is throughout that relationship. They should be checking in. You should have more conversations. They should be continuing to make sure that what's happening aligns with where your life is. So here's the thing. If you haven't heard from your financial advisor in a while, they're not performing their reasonable diligence because they should be contacting you. They should be continuing that process. That process never ends. It's a part of our work. And the thing is, our lives change. How we invest changes. Sometimes people start more conservatively, and as they get more comfortable with investments and whatnot, they become more aggressive over time. Some clients start more aggressively, and they find when a big market pullback hits that maybe they shouldn't have been as aggressive. And so, you know, when things kind of settle down, they rebalance in a way that makes, you know, makes things a little more conservative for the next time. You could have a life event occur that would allow you to become, you know, that could change the circumstances of that one way or the other. But if there aren't conversations being had, if reasonable diligence isn't being done, then who knows whether your investment strategy actually matches what all those things are. And the biggest place I see the most guilty offender of this is the 401k. And it kills me because those 401ks typically get some sort of management fee. So they're getting an advisory fee and they're not checking in. They're not having that conversation. They're not doing their reasonable diligence. So they'll send a form out and, oh, please let us know if you made changes. Like, that doesn't actually do anything for you. Even worse, when you leave a company and your account is still with the 401k, but you are no longer employed with the company, now you have even less visibility, less, you are cared about less because the employer has no stake in it anymore. It's just an account, and the firm is getting its fee. And, you know, it's not to say all 401ks are bad, but it, from my vantage point, that is where I see this gap the widest, is in the 401k space and anyone who works with a broker and is, you know, they're earning commissions and that stuff. Those are the areas where reasonable diligence just seems to kind of fly out the window. So this all said, if you haven't heard from your financial advisor, whether it's from the 401k company, from whatever, this should concern you greatly. This should concern you greatly. They must know your client, or in this case, they must know you. Know your client, number one. Number two, know your investments. You're saying, well, Stephen, I hire someone to manage my investments. I hire them to make decisions. What if they die tomorrow? Do you know where your money is? Do you know what it's doing? Do you know what your investments are doing? Your wealth, this thing you're going to rely on to retire, or if you're already retired, that you're relying on for income, that you're relying on to provide for you, or your kids, or your grandkids. Oh, yeah, that your advisor can still get hit by a drunk driver, because we're human beings, it turns out. And here's the thing, it's your money on the line. And like I said at the opener, lots of misleading information out there. Lots of confusing information out there. It's okay to say to your advisor, I'm confused. Can you explain this to me or explain this differently to me? And if you're still confused, it is totally okay to say, you know what? I think what you're talking about, I'm sure it's well-intentioned, but this is too complicated. Can you have me invest in something that's easier for me to understand and follow? Emphatically, the answer should be yes. Good advisors will tend to try to read a conversation so that they're trying their best to recommend something that you are bought into and understand and feel like fits your situation really well. And they can just, you know, build that in a way that makes complete sense to you. But if you're looking at something going, you know, I don't know what exactly my money is doing. I hear that a lot. One, it's okay to sit here and say that. It is not okay to sit there and say that and not do something about it. Whether that's following up with an advisor, whether that's contacting another advisor and saying, hey, I have this account at such and such a place, And, you know, I really don't understand what I'm looking at here. I can't get a hold of anybody or whatever. Can you explain to me what's going on? Okay. Hopefully that, you know, you're going to be able to get some information on what's happening. But good financial advisors are not going to be offended by this. You need to know what your money is doing. You need to know why. And at the end of the day, you know, if you ask and they don't have a good answer for you, if they can't explain this to you in a way that's clear, and or if they're unwilling to, some aren't. Some will try to take an attitude about it. You find another, you know, I would strongly encourage you. I can't say recommend. I would strongly encourage you to shop. Because that relationship, even if it's the world's greatest financial advisor, your ability to trust that decision-making is compromised at that point. And frankly, I don't know, you know, at that point, when you lose trust, that's a pretty big deal when it comes to your money. Which gets to number three, my three cardinal rules. Know that it's your money. At the end of the day, what's being invested here, it's your money. You have permission. You are empowered to do whatever you want with it. It is not your advisor's money. They may try to act as though, in some way, like it's their money to play, quote-unquote, play with. We don't play with money in financial planning. We do not play in the market. Invest for clients in the market. No one's playing at Briggs Financial. Trust me on that. Not a game. I enjoy my work tremendously. It is not something I, you know, I don't feel like I work on a day-to-day basis. I work incredibly hard. But, you know, I take great joy and pleasure, but it is no game. We do not play with money here. This isn't a poker table, no splashing the pot. This is your money. It has real consequences what happens to it. There are no guarantees out there that what we hope to have happen will happen in any given time frame. We're doing our best to put things in a spot that we believe is in hopefully your best interest. But it is your money, and you get to do what you want with it. If you don't think you're getting the best advice, leave. If you don't trust what's going on, get a second opinion, preferably from a fiduciary, fee-only financial planner. If you feel belittled by your advisor, pressured by your advisor, that's not okay. Those are not healthy behaviors for any relationship. That can be a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, a husband-wife relationship, a friendship. If you feel like you're being pressured and belittled, I wouldn't let anyone talk to me that way. Why the hell would I let a financial planner talk to me that way? Not a chance. If you're treated that way, get out. And it's not that your financial advisor needs to roll out the... Of course, we treat people pretty darn well here, but it's not that they should be kissing your rear at every opportunity, but it is also to say that you should feel respected. That you're just speaking eye to eye. That we're treating each other as equals in these conversations. There is no divinity that said from up on high, and Stephen Briggs is from a divine force has the power of financial planning, the power of making investment decisions. He has been blessed. Please. I'm an overweight guy that likes to smoke meat, play video games, play Dungeons and Dragons, be a nerd. Generally jovial, good guy that likes meat and beer. That's me. Flesh and blood. And beer. And Coke. Coca-Cola. Bottom line is that, though, I think about all this, and it's like, if you wouldn't put up with it in any other context, why would you put up with that type of behavior in your financial planning relationship? And the answer is you shouldn't. So remember, at the end of the day, you are in control. It is your money. So make sure you make decisions that you feel comfortable with, because you're going to live with those decisions and or the people advising you to make those decisions. So recap real quick. Three big cardinal rules you must know about your investments. One, know your client. The advisor has a legal rule obligation from the regulator that they must know you. and they must continue to perform reasonable diligence throughout the relationship. 2, know your investments. You need to know what you're invested in and why you're invested in it. If you don't know, ask. If you're still confused, ask for a different plan that gets you something that you do understand. That's a bit easier. Simpler. And I'll tell you, you can have tremendous financial, the outcomes you're looking for, work toward the outcomes you're looking for, without an overly complicated strategy. They'll tell you, well, the only way to do this is do these 64 things. Probably not true. But if you understand what you're invested in, then it's time to find an advisor that can help you find things that you'll understand that are invested in that match you and your goals. And then 3, remember, know that it's your money. And you get to make the choices with where that goes, how that works, and who you work with. On that note, if you have any questions, if there's anything I can do to help, if you're looking at that 401k, you're thinking about this conversation going, you know what, I don't know what's going on with my old 401k. I don't know what they're doing with my investments or whatever. I really do want that second opinion. Email me, Steven, Steven, at BriggsWealth.com. Reach out to us. Reach out to Briggs Financial here. Happy to give you that second opinion and see where things are at. Happy to help you out. But the bottom line is this. You are your best advocate for yourself always when it comes to your finances. And I hope that these tips, that these cardinal rules, will hopefully help guide you and shape how you consider the decisions you make and who you work with moving forward. Have a tremendous week. Thank you so much. Stay safe. Keep washing those hands. Keep distancing and just keeping family and friends safe and try to stay as sane as possible. Get outside if you can. Get some good exercise in. Know that I love you, and I hope you're well, and I look forward to another episode here next week. Take care, everybody. Thank you for listening to Money is Personal, Briggs Financial Podcast. Please follow Briggs Financial on Instagram and Facebook for more terrific personal financial stories and ideas, and check out the firm's website at www.briggswealth.com to schedule a free consultation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. This information is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Briggs Financial believes the information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but does not guarantee the accuracy of the information being provided. This information is not meant to be a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making financial or investment decisions and does not constitute a recommendation. Please note that the information provided may include references to concepts that have legal, accounting, and tax implications. It is not to be construed as legal, accounting, or tax advice, and is provided as general information to you to assist in understanding the issues discussed. Briggs Financial does not give tax, legal, or accounting advice. This information is not meant as financial or investment advice pertaining to your financial situation. Selection of appropriate investment or planning options and or strategies should be made on an individual basis after consultation with appropriate legal, tax, or financial advisors. Nothing contained herein is intended as a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any product or service mentioned, and they may not be suitable for all investors.